This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. Let's get after it. I like the write-up I found of using AWS role session tags for GitHub actions, but I hate that I have to use Cognito to pull it off. It's not a great service. You can tell because whenever someone mentions it on Twitter, the responses are all variations on the theme, it's a bag of hurt, and nobody argues with that judgment. On Twitter, the land of people arguing about absolutely nothing. And I found a summary of the Okta hack that's pretty damning. Okta was told weeks before by BeyondTrust that they were compromised, didn't move until Cloudflare told them the same thing, put out a painfully short acknowledgement post. They're basically following the same playbook that got them dinged by Gartner for their last breach almost 2 years ago. At this point, using Okta is not something to advise. We were eyeing using it ourselves, and now back to vendor selection we go. AWS had a couple of announcements. AWS Digital Sovereignty Pledge, announcing a new, independent, sovereign cloud in Europe. What's odd to me is that as per another post that they made, billing metadata will leave the EU regions. That shorthands to a description of your AWS architecture. Presumably that's okay for the customers who need this. There's no word yet on pricing, timeline, or who's eligible to spin up workloads here. And IAM rolls anywhere with an external certificate authority. A solid integration guide here. I mistakenly thought that it only worked with AWS's private CA, but I'm happy to be wrong. And I found a key line that resonates in a 2018 post from Scott Piper. Access to the root email and phone number is equivalent, if not more powerful, than the root password and MFA for your AWS account. It's non-obvious that you have to secure your email at least as closely as you do your AWS accounts. This is part of the problem with all of these helpful tools that'll connect to your email inbox for you. The internet long ago decided that this was the cornerstone of your online identity. If I can get into your email, I can become you. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. On we go.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.